The piano season on BBC Radio 3 continues with a special edition of Words and Music. Love, loss, nostalgia, determination and joy, all inspired by the piano.
I regret that before a people can be reformed, they have to be sinners. And that before you have pianists in the family, you have to have beginners.
Words by Ogden Nash, D.H. Lawrence, William Shakespeare and Jane Austen, and music that is just as transporting. Words and Music, Sunday night at 6:30.
BBC Radio 3, we're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio, and you can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 11 o'clock, just gone. Time now for Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
Scar Cubano and a track that became a huge hit in Colombia, Cumbia del Monte, cumbia being one of the country's most popular Caribbean rhythms. Welcome to Late Junction. This track is a weirdly dreamlike affair, and it's the result of a collaboration between three experimental French musicians who go by the name Reine d'Angleterre.
Came and seen her, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that is the music of Xavier Rudd, an Australian musician who's very much inspired by his country's indigenous music. And there he was playing the Aboriginal Yidaki, or didgeridoo. And many of his songs are about his concerns for the environment and the power of the relationship between man and nature. Here he is on the same album with a poignant song about a better world called Creating a Dream.
Imagine every whale was free to roam. Imagine if the trees could tell us where to go. Imagine that the sun could fill each lonely heart. Imagine confrontation never got a start. Imagine things were always crystal clear. Imagine if the mind never interfered. Imagine we could fly with broken wings. Imagine if the heart could shed its skin. Thank you.
imagine sacred sites were left to be. Imagine if true activists controlled TV. Imagine Captain Watson had the final say. And imagine if industry just had to obey.
Thank you.
Well, that's master guitarist and oud player Thierry or Titi Robin, and a piece that he wrote based on the traditional music of Turkey. The title translates as The Horse, the Snake and the Nightingale. He was joined there by Selçuk Balca playing the Kemençe and Sinan Çelik on the Kaval flute and the percussionist İzzet Kizil. That's from a triple album that Robin released earlier this year, in which each CD concentrates on the music of a different country, namely India, Morocco and Turkey. And they're all countries that have been extremely important to Thierry Robin throughout his incredibly creative musical life. It's called Riverbanks, and we'll hear more of it as this fortnight progresses. This is Tim Erickson, who you may know as the frontman of the band Cordelia's Dad, which mixes up old-time music with punk rock, or indeed as a voice from the soundtrack to the film Cold Mountain. Here he is with that well-known old-time lament, O Death.
So long me, I am death, none can excel. I hold the key to heaven or hell. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over for another year? Oh, I have come to get your soul, to leave your body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh right off in your frame, the earth and worms both have their claim. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over for another year? Oh, death, consider my age, pray do not take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command, and you but move your icy hand. Oh, death, oh, death, would you spare me over for another year? Nor age, nor youth, nor silver, nor gold, nothing satisfies me but your soul. The old, the young, the rich, and the poor alike with me will have to go. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over for another year.
love it. Two tunes, The High Cool Cap and Napoleon Crossing the Alps, played with true commitment and grit by the fiddler Mick Connealy and box player David Minnelli. And that's the set of tunes that kickstarts their album called Tis What It Is. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp. And as the BBC's piano season is in full swing, this fits in nicely. It's a recent release from the Penguin Cafe Orchestra's Arthur Jeffs, although he's working under the moniker Sundog for this project, which is altogether more piano-led. The album is called Insofar, and from it, this is Bosso 1. Thank you.
is low. Exchange of the beautiful boy she possessed was made by the sea for human nets. Oh, may heart break and ask to you if he weds another. Oh, may heart break and ask to you if he weds another. Ah. Prince look me in as his playmate. Was soon dismayed to another lady love, a prince engaged to break this deadly spell that she'd been due. Cut out his heart that she might live. Poor May, heartbreak, and ask to you if he was another. Poor May, heartbreak, and ask to you if he was another. So plunged into a sea, a body melted away. And asked to you if he was another. And asked to you if he was another.
Well, there's a voice that you may know from the band Home Life, but now going solo in her own right, Seeming Toe, singer, songwriter and masterful keyboard player, unsurprisingly, considering she was born into a family of concert pianists. And that was a song called Mermaid. The album's called Seeming and it's going to be released on Monday. Also look out for Arthur Jeff's album Insofar. You'll find more information about him at sundogmusic.co.uk. Now, this music's from Lesotho, that small country within South Africa, often known as the Kingdom of the Sky, because the whole country lies at least 1,000 metres above sea level. No wonder that in such a mountainous place, shepherding is common, and this group of musicians are all shepherds who sing and play songs about a variety of social issues whilst playing purely homemade instruments, all made from wood and tin and bits of metal. The group is called Soto Sounds, and they call their music Junk Funk.
Yeah.
Well, every festive Georgian supra, which is a ritualised meal, begins with that song. Mraval Jamayer, designed to lift the spirits of everyone at the table. It could hardly fail, could it? And much of the traditional Georgian polyphony is sung a cappella, and there are songs for every occasion, meals, work, dancing, weddings, and, of course, for religious rituals. The religious songs are somewhat gentler, as you'll hear in this Hymn to the Virgin Mary, which is also performed by Ensemble Bassiani.
Oh.
That's impressive work from guitarist Evan Caminiti, an almost hallucinatory track called Bright Midnight, and that's on his album Dreamless Sleep. It followed on from another piece with a very strong spiritual dimension called Icon, and that's by the Ukrainian composer Valentin Silvestrov. Details of those pieces and, of course, all the others that you've heard tonight will be on our website. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. Johan Hedin playing the Swedish nickel harper with Gunnar Edenstam at the organ. What a great combination that is. A piece called Halling, which is a type of Scandinavian folk dance. And this is the equally dramatic music of the Russian composer and pianist Rodion Shudrin. And it's a piece that he named after a novel in order to disguise its religious nature during Soviet times. It's called The Sealed Angel. Yeah.
Yeah.
The music of Rodion Chaudrin, part of his great choral work, The Sealed Angel, as sung by the choir of Gonville and Caius College, Cambridge, and the choir of King's College, London. Claire Wills was playing the oboe. And that's nearly all for tonight. I'm Verity Sharp. Do join me for Late Junction tomorrow night at 11. And for now, I leave you with the wonderful sound of the Japanese shakuhachi, a bamboo flute which is intrinsically linked to Zen Buddhism, where the sound of the breath and silence hold the key to life itself. And this is a very old, very famous piece called Shika no Tone, The Braying of the Deer, where the players are using fantastically detailed ornaments to imitate a deer's call. It's played by Hidekazu Kato and Richard Stagg. Till tomorrow, good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. For the first 2 hours and 20 minutes this morning, I'm bringing you a complete performance of Handel's very first oratorio, Il Trionfo del Tempo e del Disinganno, which he composed in Rome in 1707. Handel revised it many years later in London, in Italian and then in English, as The Triumph of Time and Truth. But this is the original version, setting a text by one of his Roman patrons, Cardinal Pamphili. In it, the characters of pleasure, time and enlightenment, or insight, struggle for influence over the personification of beauty, with the latter two trying to persuade her to lay aside her quest for worldly gratification and aspire to a higher reward than pleasure can offer her. If you've visited the Palazzo Doria Pamphili in Rome, then you'll know how artistically well-connected the family was. The cardinal had extended that family art collection, and he was a skilled librettist. He was an experienced confessor, too, who'd reformed his own life, so he knew how to tell such a story in words suitable for Handel to set to music. The roles of beauty and pleasure, bellezza and piacere, are sung by the soprano Sabina de Vier and the mezzo Anna Reinhold, and tempo and disinganno are sung by the tenor Nicholas Mulroy and the contralto Melody Ruvio. Alexis Kosenko directs Les Ambassadeurs. So here's part one of Handel's Il Trionfo del Tempo e del Disinganno, beginning with beauty contemplating herself in the mirror and believing pleasure's promises that he can help her preserve her looks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.